There's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Father, please be with us now. Lord, open up our hearts, open up our minds. May we be so focused on You and what You have for us this morning. May You take away all distractions. We pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We're going to begin in 2 Kings chapter 6 this morning. And, God is so good. And, sometimes we're reminded in just the little things, and that's kind of what today's message is going to be about God cares for you. God cares for even the little things in our life. Let's just begin. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 7. It says, "The company of the prophet said to Elijah, 'Look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Let's go to the Jordan, where each of us can get a pole, and let us build a place there for us to live.' And he said, 'Go.' Then one of them said, 'Won't you please come with your servants?' 'I will,' Elijah replied, and he went with them. They went to the Jordan and began to cut down trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. 'Oh, my Lord,' he cried out, 'it was borrowed.' The man of God asked, 'Where did it fall?' When he showed him the place, Elijah cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. 'Lift it out,' he said. Then the man reached out his hand and took it." So, you sit here and you think about all the miracles in the Bible, all the huge and things that have been performed, healings, leprosy gone, feeding thousands, and all these great big miracles. But here, an axe head goes flying off into the water, and this is a big deal. He threw a stick out there, it floats up, the man's able to recover it. I've heard sermons years ago, I don't remember all the details about what an axe head value would be worth, or borrowing someone's tool and losing it and all that. But what it really says to me is how much God cares for even the little things in our lives. You know, sometimes I've heard people, they won't pray about certain things because they think it's too little, they think it's too small, they don't want to bother God with it. But by reading this and seeing this man says this axe head was borrowed, what am I going to do? It's out in the middle of the Jordan now. How will I explain this, and what shall I do? Yet Elijah throws out the stick, it floats. When was the last time y'all ever seen an axe head float? I've never seen an axe head float, you know. But that just shows that in our day-to-day life, God cares even about the little things. The little things that we're going through. The little things that we're struggling with. Let's go to Matthew chapter 7 now. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. This is written in red. This is Jesus talking. He says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Ask, and it will be given to you." You know, sometimes when I'm in a bad spot, when I'm in a tough situation, I pray and I ask God's help. I think I already told y'all, I don't know, I'm getting old, I repeat myself a lot, but I had to take my hazardous materials test before August 13th, before my birthday, and if I don't pass that, I lose my job pretty much, okay? And it's a lot of material that we don't deal with, so I get nervous. And I have to study, and I'm not very smart, and I know I'm not very smart, so I know I really have to study a lot, and I just kept praying. Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, give me knowledge. And, 4th of July week, I was on vacation. I had the book. I read over it Sunday night, a little bit after church. Monday, I just read through it. And Tuesday, I told Crystal, let's go. I'm going to take the test. I get three chances. And if I fail, then I know what I really need to study for. And you know what I made? 100. Do you know why I made 100? Because of the Lord. I promise you that that's not me. I promise you that's not me. But I'm not going to brag on myself too much, because then I was in a truck driving competition this week and I bombed the written test, and I was really disappointed in my pre-trip inspection, so I'm not up here bragging, you know, but I really didn't pray about the truck driving competition because I really don't want to win it, just to be honest, because I'd have to go to Indianapolis for a week and then Pittsburgh for another week, and I'd miss probably three or four Sundays at church. I don't want to miss church. I don't want to go do all that. I enjoy the competition, but I didn't pray about it, and then I didn't do good. So I'm not up here bragging on myself, but I'm bragging on the Lord, y'all. You might think that's stupid, Pete. Do you think God really helped you with that test that you made 100 on? I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was the Lord. Because I know how this brain works. And it doesn't work all that good. And God's saying here, Jesus is saying here, ask and it will be given to you. How many of us ask? Even in the little things, even in an axe head, even in something that you might seem is really insignificant, why burden my Father with it? But He says, ask and it will be given to you. In the end of James chapter 4, verse 2, it says, you do not have because you do not ask. Now that, I'm not going to go into all that. That talks a lot about the wrong motives, and if what you receive, you'll spend it wrong. But that's not what I'm concentrating on here this morning. What I want to say is, how many of us even stop and ask? Ask, and it will be given to you. I was up weed eating this week at my stepmom's, and I've kind of inherited getting a mow for her. Exciting stuff there. And I was weed eating, and she lives on a hillside, and I was worn out, and I'd run out of weed eater cord rather than carry the weed eater back down the hill. I just went down and pulled out a bunch of line and cut it, and got up to the top, and I didn't have my knife with me, and I really had too much twine, and I didn't have any way to cut it, and I was looking, walking back down that steep hill and walking back up, and I just shoved it all in there and I made it fit. Okay? So I'm weed eating away, and there's a big tree. Am I boring y'all this morning? There's a point to this story, okay? I promise, okay? So I'm weed eating away, and she's got this 5 acres, and it's grown up, and it's just pretty terrible right now, and there's this big tree, and all this undergrowth under it. The branches are down almost to the ground, and I hit a rock, and that weed eater head goes flying. It's a new weed eater head. I don't have another weed eater head, and I found two parts of it, and I can't find the third part, and I'm dripping with sweat. I've already been up there for 2.5 hours. I'm just trying to finish up, and I'm looking, and I'm digging underneath that tree, and there's all this stuff growing. I can't tell if it's poison ivy, poison oak, if there's going to be a copperhead pop out at me, and I can't even get in there, and I thought, I'll go get a rake, but that won't even do any good. And I said, Lord, help me, and I'm looking, and I'm about to give up, and I stopped. And I said, Father, please help me. Just like that, like sincere. Y'all, I'm not lying. I looked down, and my eyes went directly to it. Right where it was. Picked it up, put it back together, and was able to finish weed eating. Y'all, God cares. God cares. But we don't even know half the time how much He cares, because we don't even ask. We think we don't want to burden Him with it. We don't want to bother Him with it. But God cares about your day-to-day life. Even the little things. Even a weed eater head falling on the ground, not being able to find it, or a axe head floating. And I'm not trying to sit up here and say God answers all my prayers just like that. Because the week before, We was up there trying to get it mowed, and I had help that day, and mowed for 5 minutes, and my new mower falls apart, and smoke starts boiling out from under it. And I'm the whole time I'm saying, "Why, Lord? I got help today. Now my new mower's broke, and I don't understand." So I'm not sitting up here saying that God just fixes all Pete's problems. No. But I have to trust that God can take care of us. And sometimes when things break down, maybe there was a reason. Maybe it was an enemy. I don't know. But we still need to pray. And we still need to seek the Lord. And we need to trust that He knows what's best for us. Even in the little things. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. You know, some of us, we ask, but we really don't seek. We ask for wisdom, we ask for knowledge in situations and circumstances, but we don't really seek to find the answer. We just want it spoon-fed to us, you know? Even with the Word of God, we ask for wisdom, we ask for guidance. Any of you ever going through something and you say, "God, give me wisdom, God, give me guidance," but you never open up your Bible to really seek what the Word of God has to say on it. You never really get on your knees and seriously pray and ask God to give you wisdom on it. No, God help me, God help me. I don't know about y'all, but I'm lazy on some things, like putting together stuff. I don't like reading instructions. I just try to figure it out and put it together. Hayden gets so mad at me. "Dad, read the instructions," because he'll get out the instructions and read it and know how to do it. I'm like, "Let's just figure it out." Because I don't really want to take the time to seek it out. And many of us are that way with the Lord too. We're not really seeking. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be open. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the laws and the prophets. Y'all, I'm telling you this morning that I believe that God's trying to speak to each and every one of us about asking and seeking, even in the little things. This book, everything in here is for a purpose. Everything in here is for a reason. And I believe that the story of the axe head floating is to serve a purpose of to say that God really cares. God really cares about what we're going through in our day-to-day life. God cares even about the little things. We're going to go back to chapter 6, verse 5. "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." So there's a little bit in there, y'all, but why do you pray? Do you pray to just be heard, to just be seen? Any of y'all ever struggle with pride like I do? I struggle with pride sometimes. And, you know, when you're full of pride sometimes, you're trying to show off. You're trying to show out, right? You're trying to let people know that you're valuable, that you're worth something. And I think sometimes people can even do that with their prayers. That it's just a show. And they think because of their many words that they'll be heard. They think because of their many words that they are somebody. I'm not a Bible scholar. I'm not a man of eloquent words and speech. And most of my prayers are just real simple. But you know, sometimes I've been asked to pray at things. I've been asked to pray, and I get nervous. Because what if it's short and sweet? What if it's just real simple? What do they expect? And we let people put an expectation on us that might not even be there, but we feel it. And then we think we got to say all the right words and the right phrases or quote scripture and do all this to make a big show of it. And if you're making a big show of it, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. And that's what the Lord's saying here. I love that last verse that we read, verse 8. For your Father knows what you need before you ask. And that verse can be kind of confusing. But I believe that one of the main reasons why we need to pray is so that when the prayer is answered, we recognize that it was the Father that answered it. Because if He just gave it to us because He knows what we need before we even ask, then we just think, ha ha, life's just good. But when you pray, then you recognize that it was the Father that answered your prayers. We're going to go to Luke 18 now. Luke 18, verse 9. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told them this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. You know, there's elements of that prayer that I can relate to. In thanking God that I'm not like others. I can relate to that. But the reason why I know I'm not like others anymore is because of what Jesus has done. Okay? And so there's... I don't know if this is coming out right or not. I know who I used to be, and I know who I am now because of Jesus. And so I thank God that I'm not like I used to be, but I know that it's all the Father. And I think as we read this, this was done more in an arrogant way. Verse 13, but the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven and beat his breast and said, God have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. And the reason why I read this is because I think in our prayer life that we should always be reverent and show reverence and remember who we're praying to, okay? That it's not Santa Claus, it's not even mom or dad here on earth, but it's a heavenly, holy, righteous Father in heaven. And to understand that He does care very much about us and about our lives, but we need to remember that and reverence and not become arrogant and not become boastful and think that we are somebody. And so that's why God's going to answer our prayers, because of all the things that we have done, that we need to remember our dependence is upon God. So now, I want to tell you something else. Just like God used Elijah, God wants to use you to answer people's prayers. Do you guys believe that this morning? God wants to use your life to answer prayers in other people's lives. Galatians 6, 9 through 10 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. And when you hear that, don't become weary in doing good. Do good to all. Show your love. Show your affection, because you don't know when you're able to do good to someone that you could be an instrument, a tool that God is using. Hebrews 13:16 says, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifice God is pleased. And I'm thinking of a story, and I'm not going to say any names because I don't want to rob this person their blessing, because nobody really knows this story. But there was someone several months ago that was in dire need of something. They were in a mess, okay? And another person found out that this person needed help. And they paid for this person's problem to be taken care of. And the person this problem was fixed texted that man and said, "I'd been praying to God for help. And it's such a surprise the way that the help came through you. But I am so thankful and grateful for what you've done." See, that person needed help and they'd been praying to God. And when this other person found out and did it, God still gets the glory. I don't want to go into any more details because I don't want to rob that man's blessing, okay? But God got the glory. But that man is going to be blessed too because he did something and he might not even realize that it was the Holy Spirit working in him saying, "Take care of this. Just do it." Y'all, sometimes in our lives when you feel like you should be doing something and you just kind of halfway dismiss it, you just kind of, y'all, you don't know, that person may have been praying and you could be the instrument, the tool that God uses to answer the prayer. Elijah was there. He was an instrument for God to use to help that man with the axe. I mean, how many of you in your life, every day, you do something for someone and you may never even know it till you get to heaven? But you might have been that person that was there at just the right moment, at just the right time to help God's work to be done. Do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifice God is pleased. God is using us to answer the prayers of others. I believe He works that way. Hebrews 6:10 through 12. We're almost done. Hebrews 6:10 through 12 says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. I want y'all to think about that. It says God's not unjust. He will not forget the work you're doing and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people. See, when you're helping His people, you're showing God love. When you're doing, when you're helping, when you're listening to the Holy Spirit. And He says, don't become lazy. Don't become complacent. Y'all, sometimes I'm not going to lie. I don't want to do. I don't want to go. I don't want to help. And then other times when I do and I go and I help, and the person that I've helped, it may be a blessing to them, but it's 100 times a blessing to me when I get to see that I've actually helped, that I've actually got to contribute, that I've actually gotten to do God's work. So what'd we learn today? To pray even about little things, to ask God's guidance, to ask God's help. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. I don't know, I get anxious and I get worried sometimes, but I need to just stop and I need to pray. And I need to pray, it says, but in every situation, you lost your car keys. You know, your lawnmower's broke. Your boss is being ugly. You know, I heard something a couple weeks ago and I thought it was so true and so funny. This, saying, you know, oh Lord, take me out of this workplace. Take me, everybody I work with, they're such sinners and they're so mean to me and they're such bullies. But oh Lord, use me. You know, sometimes God has us in those workplaces. Sometimes God has us in those relationships because He wants to use us. Y'all, are we praying? Are we seeking God each and every moment of each and every day? 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray continually. I get busy sometimes. And then I get in a rough situation. And then all at once I'm praying. Y'all, God needs to be on my mind. Seeking to hear His voice and His guidance. Pray continually. So we learn that we should pray and to give of ourselves this morning, because you might be the answer to a prayer. James 4:17, anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it is sin. Y'all, can I tell you, if you know to do good to someone and you're not doing it, the Word of God says it's sin. We can make every excuse under the sun. But we need to begin to listen to the Holy Spirit and His guidance and His direction. And even when you don't feel like doing it, if the Holy Spirit's saying do it, you do it. You pray and you ask for guidance. And then you do what He tells you to do. Let's stand. Father, I thank You for Your Word this morning, and I pray for each and every one of us, Lord, that we would truly take this message to heart, and that we would begin to pray, that we would begin to seek, that we would begin to knock, that we would begin to ask, Lord, that we would seek You in a way like we've never sought You before, Father. And that we would know, even in the little things, even in the day-to-day things, Father, that You care. That we would learn to listen for Your voice. Father, and I pray that You would begin to use us. Lord, maybe there's somebody at home this morning and they're needing a miracle. They've been praying. They need a phone call. They need a blessing of some kind. Father, that right now that You would begin to lay upon our hearts who that might be, and that You would give us the strength and wisdom to act upon that. So that You would receive the glory, Father, not that it's anything that we're doing, but Father, that we're being obedient to what Your Holy Spirit is saying. Father, most of all, may we understand the relationship that we have with You. Lord, may we not become arrogant and boastful. May we be humbled by the love and kindness that You've shown us, by Your mercy and grace, by Your forgiveness of sins, and by You gently guiding us each and every day. Lord, may we continue to seek Your face. May we truly understand how much You love us, how much You care for us. We pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. If there's anything that you need prayer about this morning, the altars are open. And maybe if you're good, maybe you just pray right now and begin to listen. If God would have you do something, if God would have you pray for someone, if God would have you help someone, just seek Him right now.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let a rescue begin.
You know, you guys may not know this, but every one of you are an answered prayer to me and you guys being here this morning. You know, some of you have been here for years and years and was here even before me, and it's an answered prayer. You stayed even when I began to preach and you put up with me. Some of you are new and just have started coming, and you're an answered prayer to me. You're bringing life and energy back to the church that it was needed, you know. And I don't know if you guys know it, but I mean that with all my heart, and I pray for you guys. And you know, something's kind of neat, and it doesn't happen all the time, but it does seem to happen. Sometimes God will place someone on my heart that hasn't been here in a long time. I just begin to pray for them. And it's amazing to me the times when I begin to pray for them and they'll show up. And it's an answered prayer. And I'll let them know sometimes. Sometimes I don't. And maybe I need to be praying for those people because they'll show up for a Sunday and then they're gone for 3 or 4 months again. You know, maybe I need to stay after praying for them. But maybe if someone's been an answered prayer to you, maybe just let them know. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Sometimes it's so exciting to know that God has used you. I've told this story before, but at least I remember I've told this story before. But a man I worked with at UPS, his family needed a specific amount to go on a mission trip. It was, I can't remember, but it was some odd amount, like $6,236. It was an odd amount. That's not it, but they were praying that God would provide that money. And he was out working on his truck, and a man came up to him, and they knew each other, and he said, "I don't know if this makes sense to you or not, but God told me to write you a check for da-da," and it was the exact amount they'd been praying for. He said, "You're never going to believe it. We were just praying at church. We were praying for that exact amount." And he said the man that was giving him the money got so excited and he started running around hollering, "I heard from God! I heard from God! He's giving away all this money and he's excited because he heard from God." Y'all, let's get excited about hearing from God and pray. And pray specifically and pray for little things and pray for big things. And also, let's pray to be used that God may answer other people's prayers using us. In whatever way He needs, whatever way He sees fit, may He use each and every one of us to answer those prayers. Bible study tonight, 6:30. Y'all have a blessed afternoon.